teams. I think of Chesapeake Bay.
It's funny that we're thinking of the old OKC teams, like they've only been around for like 15 years.
It's ridiculous.
It's kind of ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's kind of wild. It's kind of wild. Coming from Seattle, let me see. What is their arena? Now that's going to bug me. What is it called now? Oh, yeah, it's the Paycom Center. That's right. The Paycom Center.
Of course.
The Paycom Center. Yeah, and I think they're gonna build this new arena, or they're trying to, anyway, build a new arena in Oklahoma City, a new project, so... we'll see what happens. They agree. Oh, yeah, they approved a development agreement for a new $950 million arena. So it's under $1 billion. Wow. Under $1 billion.
Well, your money goes a long way in Oklahoma.
It does.
I'm not trying to be mean. It I'm does. Being real. Like,
it does.
You know, it just goes a long way.
Did you live in Oklahoma?
It's really hot.
I'm out.
Yeah, I probably not.
The Russian River gets a little hot.
The Russian River is, the river flows into the mouth of the ocean.
I'm kidding. Good.
And you get fog every morning. It's, you're in the redwoods.
I think the highest point in Oklahoma is like 19 feet. It's a very flat state.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's like super flat out there. It's in the plains.
I don't know a lot about Oklahoma.
Earthquakes or tornadoes? I'll deal with the earthquakes.
Tornadoes, something else.
It does flood up at the Russian River, as Bonte was alluding to.
When we get rain, which is every other year.
My boy Ed, the sports fan, we used to do the Versus podcast together back in the day. He's now with ESPN as an editor. He's from Lawton, Oklahoma. And now I guess that was an hour and a half away from Norman, Oklahoma, where the Oklahoma Sooners play. And of course, Slater went to Stillwater, Oklahoma State University with the Cowboys. You also have Tulsa in Oklahoma. That's all I know there.
You're going to keep going.
No, they have a big rivalry there, high school rivalry. I think it's called Jinx High School. And I watched this documentary on this. This is about 10 years ago, maybe. Jinx High School rivalry. Yeah. Football stadium. Yep, popped right up on my Google search. See, I have a high school knowledge, man. Come on. Who is their big rival? Who are the big rival? I don't know why we're getting into the weeds with this.
I'm just listening.
They call it the Backyard Bowl. Yeah, Union High School versus Jinx High School, the Backyard Bowl out there in Oklahoma. You know, they love their football. Go ahead, Lubman. What do you want to say? You're about to say love? You're about to say legal?
Yeah, something like that. So I tell you, look at your chat box.
Legal and then walk it back Wednesday. Yeah, let's do that.
I mean, you got to do the legal first, though.
Come on, Pelican!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station.
So what?
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh my goodness, Bonte.
We have a lot of takes on the morning roast.
I will be shocked if Trey Lance is a starting at quarterback in week number one.
Some are better than others.
I'm going to be real with you. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks play for the 49ers. Undeniable talent.
And we get a bit carried away with a take.
He asked you about the presence.
Oh, my God. The moxie.
When he steps in the huddle,
bro,
there's a different swagger to this offense.
Sometimes we have to walk it back.
Poor Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm not going to say poor because he's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of cake.
Bro.
He's got the J's.
It is a Walk It Back Wednesday on the Morning Roast.
Before we walk it back, let me give a shout out to my guy Kurt Yagi. I see you on the Comcast Business Text Line. Send me a text, Kurt. We need to talk. I know you got something coming up here. Shoot me a text. Kurt Yagi from Rock. Give us a shout out. They just celebrated their 30-year anniversary. And look at this. This is great. Can he give me a shout out? He'll know who I am. Sitting in the car for the next half hour. Rural Options for City Kids. That's what it stands for. They do a lot for the youth here in the city. So, Kurt Yagi, you got your shout out, and I do know who you are. Send me a text. I need some intel on what's going on with you, man. I know something's going on at the Salesforce Tower that I saw cross through my email. Anyway, Walking Back Wednesday. I think my takes have aged so well, I don't know if I have anything to walk back. He starts asking.
You reap what you sow, brother.
I want to start right here. I might walk back this Draymond Green. No, I'm just teasing. I was going to go with the Draymond Green bet. No.
You're kind of thinking he's going to play 65.
There's no way he plays 65 games. I mean, come on. You're four games in, you're throwing a ticker tape parade. I mean, get out of here.
No, I'm just waiting for my steak. I'm looking at the menu right now. King's Cut? Do I go King's Cut? Man, it's been a while since I've been there.
I'm going to walk this one back from yesterday. You know, I came in and I said, I'm not that mad if the Dodgers win it all, because the Giants just aren't that good. Now, I'm not mad at the Giants. I'm not mad at the Giants.
I knew you're lying.
But as that game progressed yesterday, and Freddie Freeman hit that ball in the first inning, and I said, I was pissed. I got really angry, and I realized, like, I lied to myself, and I'm going to walk it back. If the Dodgers win the World Series, no matter what it looks like, yeah, I was full of it. I was wrong. I'm going to be pissed. Now, I'm not mad at the Giants. I'm mad that the Dodgers are winning and they're this good. And I'm mad we put ourselves in this position this long with Farhan. Now, I give the Giants credit for having done what they've done. But, God, it'll not be good. Because, look, this team could rattle off two or three or four consecutive World Series. That's how good that core is of Betts, Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman. And they're doing this with the injuries. Freeman's got a hurt ankle. Ohtani's shoulder, it's like he's holding it up. Like it's like duct taped together. I don't know how they're doing this. Walker Buehler is going to get right, okay? He is. He's coming back off his second Tommy John. He's going to be better. So as that game progressed yesterday, and then they fought back, it was 5-4. I said, oh, my God, they cannot win this game. Yankees, in the words of Princess Leia, help me, Aaron Judge. You're our only hope.
Did I get fooled on that?
And I watched David Ortiz, and I think he jinxed himself. I watched David Ortiz in the postgame after the Dodgers went up 3-0. And he said, Cap, hey, Captain, you're not like us. And then he started doing the Kendrick Lamar, not like us. And I said, oh, so he thinks that the Yankees are not like the Red Sox, meaning the only team to come back from 3-0. I think he jinxed them. I think the Yankees can do it. I'm walking it back.
So, I've got so many questions. You took like 5 minutes of our time there, but I got so many questions. One, I almost feel like you just disagreed with me yesterday just to disagree. Because I knew you were lying. You were capping so hard yesterday. Again, it doesn't even bother me. It's like, wait, what? Doesn't bother you that the Dodgers are winning? So you're capping there. Then the core, then you start to say, well, they only got a couple years. And then listen to yourself. I almost feel like you argue with me just to disagree. That's unbelievable.
This is Walk It Back Wednesday. This is not like back and forth. So what's your walk it back?
No, I don't know what I have to walk back.
Clean it up, Auntie.
Yeah, I'll make one up. I don't have a lot to walk back. I don't. I really don't. I've been kind of spot on with a lot of things lately, man.
That's what we're saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team can make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely. You want to apologize to Buddy Hield?
Why do I need to apologize to Buddy Hield?
Been a little skeptical.
Who would be skeptical of Buddy Hield?
I'm just going off the evidence that I've seen.
He's on his 15.
Well, you can walk that back a little.
Here, I'll walk it back.
All right, there we go.
Buddy Hield, I apologize. For what? I have no idea. For being skeptical of a new addition, playing an emotion offense in an offense he hasn't played in since he was in college. I walk it back, I guess. Now I'm the Buddy Hield hater.
Oh, did I get fooled on that?
Go ahead, Spadoni.
I'll make mine brief, but I was in the camp of you have to start rookie quarterbacks right away, always, no matter. Like, that was what a lot of people thought as of late.
Except
there's been a trend right now, which is pretty ugly, when it comes to quarterbacks getting started right away or getting thrust into positions they're not ready for. We'll see Drake May, who's actually shown some promise early on. Obviously, he's only benched for a few games to start the year. He's concussed right now, but he's showed some promise. Maybe, you know, waiting a little bit behind Jacoby was the right move. But Anthony Richardson, this one, I'm very conflicted on it because if you're the Colts, the reason why Frank Reich isn't your head coach right now is because they never found a quarterback.
Yeah.
That the whole point of moving to Shane Steichen and going offense still was to find your guy. And you thought that guy was Anthony Richardson. And when you drafted him, you knew he was a project. And he was a redshirt, basically, after missing his entire rookie season. I just don't understand giving up on him so quick into this season for what? To maybe make the playoffs and win a game in the playoffs with Joe Flacco?
Who's 40?
I don't get it. I don't get the vision of what they're trying to accomplish moving forward in Indianapolis when you've already gone through Carson Wentz, through Gardner Minshew, through Jacoby Brissett. You need to stick someplace when it comes to these guys and these rookie quarterbacks. I just don't know how you come back from this if you're Anthony Richardson, Shane Steichen, and this whole situation.
Just not a good quarterback, but that's kind of my philosophy for the most part. I want a rookie quarterback to sit for a year. The NFL's a different beast.
Well, he basically did, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
about
yeah we got hurt.
Jaden and, but Caleb. But
I said there's exceptions to the rule.
I mean,
there's
sat,
some
though.
Exceptions.
I mean, whether he's hurt or not, he didn't play in his first
really
year.
He didn't play.
He got
and
hurt.
And he sat behind Gardner Minshew, who's a guy spot guy. Like,
but Anthony Richardson, I don't even think he was that good at Florida. I never bought the hype.
I could see a lot of the correlation between Anthony Richardson and where the Niners might have been had Trey Lance played. Yeah. I could see where people are going with that.
A lot of it's tough in this league, man. This league is tough. Let's go to Lobbit. Get in here.
I've never really been a big fan of Jameis Winston, and that is 100% due to the fact that he did what he did at Florida State, winning that national title and
Florida State football right now.
It was great Rose Bowl, by the way. Underrated.
It had its moments. I've never been a fan of him. I need to start walking that back. Jameis is kind of starting to win me over. I mean, first off, watching him kind of inject life into the Browns last week, it was pretty cool. He's become such a wholesome figure on TV. The speeches are even funny now. We've come a long way from eating a W. Jameis Winston, man, who just was named Offensive Player of the Week. Got to start walking back my disdain there.
I'll walk back another one. I'll walk back just for, you know. Dave Roberts. I didn't think he'd be here. I didn't think he'd lead the Dodgers to this point. Dave Roberts, I think when it's all said, Darren Witt is like, I'm going to make this take. May he walk it back soon, but when it's all said and done, if the Dodgers win this World Series, one day in the next 20 years, we'll be debating whether or not Dave Roberts was the best manager in Dodger history.
Oh, did I get fooled on that?
Like that? You like that, huh?
Tommy Lasorda is such a big character. It's going to be really difficult to, you know what I mean? Like, I think Andrew Friedman's going to get a lot of love and Dave Roberts, just because of the way the modern baseball is. Like, I hear your point of view.
Two World Series for Tommy Lasorda? Dave Roberts, one went away from his second?
Well, one of them was a Mickey Mouse.
We would have celebrated. We would have won it. We would have celebrated.
He's also the architect of a lot of playoff shortcomings.
Tommy Lasorda, too.
No doubt, but it was way different back then. Like, just to get to the playoffs, only two teams made it.
Just saying.
They won the
division. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
It's my bold take, not yours. My bold take. More coming up. Marina Sunnyvale. Wow. I think she's going to come. Marina, hang on tight. I want to get to your call. Very interesting caption there. Very interesting call coming up here on the Morning Roast, and it'll be brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jemski to Jackson Davis, shoveled to the corner. Moody flies in for a layup from the left corner to the rim. Willie Green calls time. It's the largest lead of the night for Golden State. Down 20 in the first half. They lead 71-67. 6:26 left in the third.
This is Moses Moody, and you're listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Moses Moody, or should we call him Mo Money, with the 3-year, $39 million deal. Don't forget to download the Odyssey app. That was Tim Roy you listened to right there, the radio voice of the Golden State Warriors right here on 95.7 The Game, your flagship station for Golden State Warriors basketball. Thousands of other stations, millions of podcasts are free on the Odyssey app. And sports talk, music, news, great podcasts, like the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys. Have you guys recorded an episode lately? What's going on with the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys?
Well, we're waiting. We're in, like, standalone. There's nothing to really talk about because the Giants haven't announced any of the managerial candidate or GM candidates that they're supposed to be, you know, interviewing. We have no idea. Although Bryce yesterday, Bryce White Eldridge. Sox broke protocol.
Yeah. Bryce Eldridge. You guys could talk Will Venable, who got hired by the White Sox. Yeah. Shout out Sam Rafael High School. I would rather be the White Sox.
That was the guy I wanted the Giants to hire last year off of Bochy's bench.
No, he's been in a rumor mill for quite some time now. Great. I remember reading about him in high school. I think he was a year or two after me. He was either class of 01 or 02.
His brother played at Boise State.
Yeah, but I know Will Venable, he was 01, 02. And he was a three-sport star at San Rafael. He was playing basketball, football, baseball. He was like everything at San Rafael High School. I remember he was like the Marin County Athletic Player of the Year. So anyway, he gets a job with the Chicago White Sox to try to turn them around. We could talk about that for 10 minutes. Maybe talk about the World Series on the Garlic Fries and Baseball. Look at me giving you guys content ideas. Follow your favorite teams like the Niners and Warriors, stations and radio shows like Steiny and Guru, who are in the On Deck Circle. Guru's back. And Dr. Narapadia, Joy Willard Dipson. You know Dr. Narapadia. Last read it to him and his son at the California Classic. You know, it's another thing, and I'm not trying to brag, I'm not trying to flex, but I felt like we put Dr. Narapadia on at the station, and all of a sudden he's doing weeklies with Willard and Dibs. I still kind of, we haven't had him on the station. I'm going to be humble in this one. Yeah, let me just.
They also talked to Dr. Brian Feeney.
Yeah, they get all the doctors. Why can't we get a doctor?
Feeley. Dr. Brian Feeley.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're thinking
sorry,
of Mr. Feeney from Mr. Feeney.
I apologize. My bad.
Oh, you think about Topanga?
I mean, look. Mark and Dan are just smarter than us. So if I'm a doctor, I would want to talk to someone who's on their level. And we're a little dumb.
Speak for yourself.
Well, the conversations can get dumb.
No, I speak for yourself.
You know, one
you
thing
said you like the kiddie table, so I dumb it down for you sometimes.
Sure. So, you know, you guys
I
are
am
talking,
slippery.
You guys were talking about Oklahoma City and player development. And then we kind of talked about, obviously, there's a Kuminga. Not conundrum, because that's too strong, but, like, there's something going on here with Kuminga, and we'll see where it goes. And then we talked about Anthony Richardson. I think there's, like, an overarching theme. And I hear you, Joe. I get your point on, like, drafting quarterbacks is really hard. Developing is really hard. I would just take it a step further. Any position in any sport is really hard to identify, draft, develop, cultivate, nurture. And I bet if you went through the first round of the NFL draft, I bet there are, you know, other positions outside of quarterback, which we all think is a very difficult one, where you're going to see a lot of busts and misses as well. You know, the Niners, for example, took Solomon Thomas at one point. He wasn't any good. They took Kinlaw, and they've taken lots of different positions. McGlinchey, you know, and so it's not like quarterback's the only one. I just think quarterback's so hard to play, and there's so many hits and misses, and there's so many huge whiffs at the position because there's a lot of stuff that you can't measure. And I look at the NBA, and there's a lot of misses in the NBA too.
I also think it has to do, to your point, you're right. There's misses everywhere, every position, every single year. Linemen.
Yeah.
You know, Raider fans, Robert Gallery. I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Wide receivers. I watched Jalen Ridder. How many teams has that guy been on?
I mean, there's misses everywhere. But I would say the nature of the business, too. I've always said that the NFL nowadays is a year-to-year league, which puts more emphasis on teams winning right away. And fans in the NFL nowadays are not that patient. So you may play six games as a rookie and think about the Carolina Panther fans. They're already out on Bryce Young. They haven't seen him much. He hasn't had no talent around him. Then he trots out there to the Mile High City against Denver. He's got no starting wide receiver. He's got backup line. It's a joke. He's a joke. And his career may already be over as a well, he'll get opportunity to start, but the situation matters. But in the NFL, nobody has patience anymore. Like, as a coach, you're Shane Steichen, you're in your second year, and you know you got an owner like Jim Irsay, and you're in Indianapolis, and you got guys in that locker room saying, we got enough talent to at least get to the playoffs. Got to remember the Colts. We're in a do-or-die game with the Houston Texans to win the division. The AFC South title came down to Indianapolis and Houston. C.J. Stroud versus Gardner Minshew. So a lot of those players are saying, we need a veteran quarterback in here because we have a playoff-ready team. We have the assets with the wide receivers, with the running backs, with the offensive line. And so we don't have patience to sit here and wait for Anthony Richardson to figure it out, sort the click. So fans are not patient. Coaching jobs are on the line. GM jobs are on the line. You cannot afford to be patient in today's NFL, and that's going to hurt young quarterbacks if you play them right away. You know, Matt Eberflus has probably got some security right now because Caleb's playing well, and the Bears are in the mix. What if the Bears were 2-5, 2-6, and Caleb was struggling? Well, who know what we'd be talking about? Belichick taking that job.
Well,
or
Ryan
somebody
Poles,
else taking that job.
But Ryan Poles would still be there. That's the GM.
He's the GM.
Right?
He would be there, but the coach wouldn't.
Well, I mean,
you know, the coach would get fired.
The coach, like, I don't even know if Eberflus is good. I don't know. I think these
guys. I don't know, but kind of my point is these coaches don't have time to be patient. And they, if they, if these guys are struggling, you got to pull the trigger. You got to make a move here and find a different option. Robert Saleh tried it in Zach Wilson.
Yeah, but they, I think we're
for Aaron Rodgers at 39 years old.
But where I guess where I come down on this, like Shane Steich on this particular one, like Shane was the one who stuck his neck out for Anthony Richardson in the same way that Kyle Shanahan was the one that hand selected Trey Lance. And so he kind of created
both,
this, you know what I mean? And he put himself in this situation. And so, so like Eberflus is different because obviously he was there before when they had Justin Fields and whatnot. And so he's a carryover. And there was an argument to be made that, who knows, they could have moved off of him in the offseason. But
the whole point is he was feeling the heat somewhere saying, I saw what this offense looked like with Joe Flacco, and I've seen what it looked like with Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, but he picked him, you know? So I don't really have a lot of tolerance to that's hear why, from him.
But no, but he has to pivot. That's my whole point. He picked him, and they got Joe Flacco in here as a veteran backup. Look, if they believed in Anthony Richardson, and I'm with Bomani Jones on this one, if they really believed in Anthony Richardson, they would have signed a guy like Josh Johnson, where he's no threat to take the job. They signed Joe Flacco. And I remember Spadoni.
He missed the whole year because of the injury. But they had to insulate themselves in some way.
Yeah, but I remember Spadoni read that tweet. Remember Spadoni? You read the tweet. It was a high. We discussed this. And I was like, this guy's right. Where he goes, how long until Joe Flacco takes that job? How long would it take? And Richardson got hurt again, which tends to happen all the time. Flacco came in and was like, wow, they're throwing deep, they're throwing short. This offense looks like an NFL offense. And then they go back to Richardson, and it looks awful.
Look, I'm not here to cape up for Anthony Richardson. What I'm saying here is that this is of their own doing. They put themselves in this position.
Yeah, but why he's doing it is because you cannot afford to be patient, which is my point.
But when you draft a raw project and then are mad at the results, like, you've kind of made your own bed. Well, like, you know, it's like with the Warriors. Like, you drafted Kuminga, he's a project. You kind of knew he's a project. Then you either have to do one of two things: move off the project immediately, right, and have a better option, or see the project out. When you're in no man's land, you kind of like you just.
But he drafted Richardson, and they thought last year would be the rebuilding year. Gardner Minshew comes in and replaces him. He's like, wait a minute.
Well, no, he got hurt.
My team is, yeah, exactly. That's what I just said. Richardson got hurt again, like he always does. Minshew comes in, and it's like, wait a minute. We're battling for a division title? Holy smokes. Maybe we're farther ahead than we thought. Kind of similar to Kyle Shanahan. It's like, wait, Trey Lance gets hurt. Jimmy's here. And then we get Brock Purdy. It's like, yeah, I'm not going back to Trey. My job's on the line. I got to win now. And that's kind of what this league is about now. It's a year-to-year league, and I think patience in this league, you can't exhibit much of it when your job's on the line. Teams and owners will flip on a coach so damn quick, it's not even funny.
I don't know. Shane Steichen picked him, and he's not good. Yeah,
I think we're saying the same thing, though. Like, he's just Shane Steichen picked him, but he also realized, damn, I picked him. And I may have a lemon here.
Well, he's going to get fired either way because at some point, Flacco's 40. At some point, they're going to bow out in the playoffs, even if they make it that far. And
he won't get fired for that. He takes Indianapolis to the playoffs. He'll get some leash. Well, he'll get some runway.
I'm saying, like, eventually, he has to figure out the quarterback spot. And to Joe's point on Take It Back Wednesday was like, hey, you know, part of why Frank Reich isn't here is because they couldn't get the quarterback right. And I look at Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll's coaching his butt off.
There's also
Brian's going to get probably clipped because of Daniel Jones, and that was because of the GM.
Well, that was also...
And the owner. The owner and the GM paid the quarterback.
But you know what, though? Indianapolis had a slew of problems out there. It wasn't just the quarterback. That team just wasn't even good, and they were going in the opposite direction there with the Indianapolis Colts. So, I mean, when did Andrew Luck retire?
16, 17.
And then Wright's trying to get quarterbacks, and it just wasn't pretty. But they had Jacoby Brissett out there playing. Yikes. Yikes.
Well, I appreciate a big swing. Like, I do. I do. I appreciate a big swing. Like, the Warriors took a big swing on James Wiseman.
2019, Andrew Luck?
Retired. I know. It's crazy. 2019. It seems like it was way longer ago, right?
Was a coach, right?
I believe so, yeah.
So, he got the job thinking that he had his franchise quarterback. And Andrew Luck retires on him. And it screws the entire process up.
That's different. But I'm saying, you know, this was a hand-selected the guy.
You know? Just like Shanahan. And you know what? When you hand select somebody and it doesn't work out, it's time to pivot. We got to pivot now. And that's what he's doing right now. So I don't blame him. But my overall point is there's not a lot of patience within the organization nowadays when you see teams go from first to worst to first, so first to worst, and all of a sudden you're like,
there's so much parity in NFL now. It's a win-now league. It's not about a five-year window. It's about year-to-year, how can I win now?
Frank Reich, by the way, started, just to put a bow on this, started in 2018. So remember, they went to Kansas City and won that first-round matchup against the Texans before.
Smith, second half.
That's yeah, right. And then they
beat
played,
Alex Smith in the second half.
They played in 2018. They lost the Chiefs 31-13 in the divisional round. Yeah.
There you go. Let's go to TC and Sack. TC, what's happening?
Vontae, Shasky, what's up, bro?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, just tapping in. Look, hey, my boy asked me, but no, he asked me, was I mad about Buddy Hield? I said, no, man. How you say Dak gone Dak? Buddy gone Buddy. Y'all gonna see what he do. He a good shooter, though. Hey, dude, I ain't got no ill will against Buddy, bro, but he was like, Buddy gone Buddy, bro, just like Dak. Y'all gonna see it sooner or later. And as far as my Kings, we rolling, we finding ourselves best free throw shooting team from the last free throw. Like, bro, it's gonna be a fun season. Everybody was sleeping
TC,
on y'all
TC,
too, bro.
I don't care
y'all
about
have
the
a
Kings.
Fun
TC, TC, TC. I don't care about the Kings.
I gotta stick. Hey, listen, you know I'm a Kings fan. So
I know,
you
but we're not talking Kings.
But we can talk about Niners.
Okay.
We can talk Niners, though.
Okay.
I didn't learn nothing about that Dallas game. That didn't show me nothing. We can bring CMC back. We can bring everybody back. We can even bring BA back. It ain't going to help this team, bro. We're not winning on this
team. Oh, contact Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain at floydwater.net. Oh, man.
Lindy Waters should get a sponsorship from Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain because he was flowing yesterday. That jumper and those dunks. Are you kidding me?
He blew me away. I guess one game. I don't want to be like, you know, everything has changed now and put him in as a starter. But, like, wow. He was playing with a decisiveness that I just, whoa. It blew me away.
Let's get Marine to Sunnyvale. I want to get right back to Lindy Waters. Get right back to the Warriors. But Marine to Sunnyvale has been patiently waiting on hold as she has an interesting take about some baseball. Marine, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing really good.
Life is great.
This is the first time I've called in to the Morning Roast. I love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
But I have to say this. Shasky, on this Walk It Back Wednesday, you said you would be upset if the Dodgers won. And I get it. I disdain the Dodgers. But I've been here 40 years or more, but I'm born and bred outside of Boston. I bleed Red Sox. Anybody but the Yankees. Dave Roberts started that miracle 20 years ago when he stole second base. Mm-hmm. And no one's ever done what my Red Sox, they are my Red Sox, what they've done. So go Dodgers. I don't like them, but I hate the Yankees.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, no.
Is that the first female flush?
Yeah.
Got to be careful. No, you guys tried to flush Tony before. You guys flushed Tony. You need
Speaking
to contact Floyd Water Plumbing.
We have a bathroom problem.
FloydWater.net.
We have a bathroom problem here at the station, and I'm going to bring it to air. We've got one bathroom for a lot of guys on this floor, and there's a lot of different stations.
Well,
there are
don't forget about the women in the station. They have one bathroom as well.
Number one.
Oh, I can't speak because I've never been in there, so I'm just going to speak on the men's bathroom.
Well, it's similar. I'm sure they go through the same issues.
It smells like a Coachella porta potty at times. I don't understand.
Number two.
It's so bad. It's so bad. And today I'm going to request that someone buy some spray because it's so bad in there. Like, so bad.
Will you call 311?
I might. I might need one of those power washers that you use on Union Square. You know, those like sprays?
Yeah, what bathroom does smell good? Especially
aside from one at your home. Because right? a personal bathroom at home, we'll doll up a little bit to make it look nice. But, you know, what publicly used bathroom ever smells good?
Adam, it's too much for me.
Well, I'll give you some secrets of the salesman, if you will. But one of them is that in the restaurant industry, you do judge how clean a kitchen is based off the bathroom. Right?
Well, yeah, you're a restaurant. You have to keep it clean.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but also, when you're in sales, right, and you're always out in the driving in your car or whatever, my go-to would go to the nicest hotel and try to park nearby there and go use the restroom there.
So what does it smell like, you said? Have you ever been to Coachella?
No, I'm just guessing.
So how would you know?
I'm just guessing. Well, I mean, it's in the middle of the desert. You know, I'm just guessing it wouldn't smell great.
You've never been to Coachella.
All right.
Have you been to Outside Lands?
What?
Have you been to Outside Lakes?
All right. Yeah, so, one time. Yeah.
All right.
It's I'm a little, I'm aged out, you know, of the...
Well, they bring some acts that...
No, I know, but know. Like when my nieces who are 17 yeah. and 18 are going, it's like...
So you get the VIP wristband, you could kind of probably you know, not do your own me. Thing. VIP, do your own thing, you know.
I mean, not all of this.
Too old.
Not all of us common folk have King's access.
No, I mean, you do have... You're working on your third house. I mean, come on now. Come on now. You
got, I'm going to back off.
They'll sell your show shirts, Shasky. Our bathroom stinks.
It's so bad.
I don't know.
So bad. So, Spadoni, you know you feel me on this one.
No, I don't think he does.
I get here early enough where I don't have to worry about that stuff. I
watched this entire...
You don't know where to go after that one.
I watched this entire video. What's the new Clipper Arena called?
We're in a snitch an hour now.
Into it Dome.
Into it Dome. Okay. I watched this big video.
They got a lot of toilets there.
About yep. Yes. And he was like, he was adamant that they had to have, you know, X amount of toilets so that people could get back to their seats, but more importantly, spend money at the concessions. It was very interesting.
I love the way they have that set up. I think that's a new wave. It's pretty cool.
The touchless or whatever it's called. I don't. What is it? Not touchless, but
you
like
scan your face or something
yeah,
like that.
That's pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I think Lovin's having a conversation with a phone call with a caller here. So, Lindy Waters 510 Comcast Business Text Line. I suggest you be a good employee and bring some cleaning supplies and clean it yourself to show everyone how it's done in the Joe Shasky household.
Well, I do clean my own house.
No, he's suggesting that you clean
here. I'm not
here.
Doing it here. No.
Oh.
No, not doing it. Not doing it. I'm not going to do it, so stop asking.
What is going on here?
So, we're looking for solutions instead of complainers.
Do you think this Kuminga thing is going
to
linger?
No, I'm just thinking of bathroom now. See, you don't get to change the subject now that you open it up.
Oh, my God.
Now I've got thoughts. Now the brain's working on his bathroom situation.
You're my shower, Bonte.
FP's
that is FP, not a good...
FP Santangelo Sr., happy belated birthday to you, brother.
Oh, happy birthday.
I miss him. I miss FP. the complainers of the world. There's all these people who love to complain. They complain. But I'm a solution guy. I like to look for solutions. So the solution is maybe we come in and we bring cleaning supplies. Bring some, what is their freshman? I forget the name.
I'll fall in line right after you. I'll be your apprentice.
I'm not complaining about the bathroom. Bathroom smells like a bathroom.
Think of Febreze.
Now there's some other stuff. Yeah, there you go. Glade, all that stuff. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So instead of complaining, on air, throwing people under the bus, maybe this was an off-the-air conversation with the boss man, with the Kears.
Oh, he knows. I let him know last week.
Well, you know. 510. This is good. I'm going to read it. Comcast Business Text Line. Maybe Shasky can have his maid come and clean it.
That's not fair.
Three houses, huh? Dang. That's not fair.
I do the dishes. I fold laundry.
You do the dishes or you put them in the dishwasher?
No, you gotta scrub them down a little before you put them in the dishwasher. Everyone knows that. You know?
See, right, Lovin? We got a couple of solutions. Don't complain about it. Just bring some supplies, bring some Febreze. Say, hey, I brought some stuff to make the bathroom smell good. So if you know, have to take a double deuce,
you
put some matches in there. Just light a match.
Be the change you want to see in the world. That's all
exactly.
You got to do.
Washing dishes, it's not beneath me because...
that's good to know.
No, but I'm just saying, like, in the food service industry, if you're not prepared to, like, wash some dishes, like, you'll never survive. I did it forever.
Yeah.
No problem washing dishes.
You know what? Washing dishes is... always been therapeutic for me.
Yeah, me too. I put the iPad now to the side. Yeah, and bang.
It's therapeutic for me. I don't buy cleaning.
I'm out.
But we look for solutions. So, complain about the bathroom. Like when Steiny brings cleaning supplies? Probably not. Guru? Probably not. Willard and Diz? Probably not. So, you could be a leader here, Shasky. Take control of the bathroom situation and just come in with a bag full of Target's right down the street. I know Baby Chaz loves Target. She was begging to go to Target yesterday.
Can I ask you a question?
No, you cannot.
JK.
Well, that kind of was the question.
Only 22 years old, right? That's something we said. Yeah. JK, only 22 years old. You think he should be further along?
Well, it's tough, right? You would think that he should be further along? But when you look at the way his rookie year, he's raw. He's not going to play. They win a championship. You got Wiggins, you got Draymond, you got Otto Porter Jr., you got GP2, you got Poole, you got all these guys. So then the second year comes around, and you think that he's going to take a step up, and he's playing the lineups that maybe wasn't conducive to his game, and Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome come around. And Steve Kerr's a win-now type of coach. I got these guys. We're in the mix. Got to win. I'm not going to get inconsistent minutes. Then last year, he finally becomes consistent or whatnot, but I don't know. He's 22 years old, man, and he doesn't have a lot of reps. So should he be following along? You would hope that he is. But hopefully by the end of the season, he is farther along and he's that player that everybody believes that he can be within that building.
Well, I think where I get frustrated with the rhetoric regarding Kuminga is that, to a degree, yes, the coach controls, you know, when he plays, but he also has culpability in that. And the one area that I would love to actually see him take a big leap forward, and I thought he did a good job yesterday, if he just was dedicated to just crashing the glass on this team, just crashing glass all day, and not just jumping in the air for a rebound, but boxing out. I think that would go a long way to increasing his minutes. I know we're going to look at points and the three-point shot and the shot selection and passes and some of the defensive lapses, but if you were an 8-12, you know, give or take, rebound game guy, like that would be huge for him. He would stay on the floor in a lot of different scenarios.
There's a lot of different rebounders on his team and a lot of three-point shots to where long rebounds are happening. So that's why you see guards grab a lot of rebounds on his team and you see wings. So he did see 28 minutes and 12 seconds. He's going to get plenty of play time tonight at Chase Center against the Pelicans when they tip off and the Warriors go for the sweep. So let's see it play out. Let's see where he's at a month from now. It's the beginning of the year. And the way he ended last season, I thought was a massive step in the right direction. The guy damn near averaged 20 from January 1st on. Like, damn near averaged 20, five rebounds, was getting to the cup, and he was starting to play better defense. His defense is getting a lot better, so I think we should wait. Give it some time here. Give it some time. Now, the contract stuff's going to linger. There's going to be a point we get there, but do not light a match in the bathroom. The sprinklers will go off. Your boy Rocco. This bathroom thing, I'm a little sidetracked. But JK's going to be fine. Should he be farther along? Maybe if you think so, but also you look at the situation, and I understand why he's not maybe where you may want him to be at. Where do we want him to be at? You want him to be an all-star right now? He's 22 years old.
Well, there's only so many all-stars. Right. That's a little too far for me.
Well, sorry to cut you off there, Shasky, but I mean, my question there, that wasn't an intentional cutoff. I apologize. When it comes to Kuminga, though, just in terms of should he be further along, I mean, how much is it the fact that when he was drafted, he came onto a team that was basically in win-now mode, he didn't get that runway that all the other guys got.
Yep, just explained that one.
Yeah.
They won a championship. Where is he going to play? No, it's to your point.
No, it's where would he have gotten that
context
time?
Matters here. Yeah, yeah. Where is
look
he going to
get the
other guys
who were drafted, you know, in that first round with them, the minutes they played, the stuff they've done, it's because they were on teams where it's just like, yeah, go out and do whatever. Like, Kuminga didn't have that, you know, runway to just hit the court and do whatever and learn, kid. Like,
but what if I said to you, like, of the guys in his draft class, first rounders, he was drafted, what, seventh? He's 11th most in minutes. All that being said, he has stayed relatively healthy. He has gotten some opportunities because injuries play a factor in this. Like, I'm looking at Cade Cunningham. He's 9th in overall minutes. Well, he was hurt, you know, a few times.
Right.
And so that's going to play into it. But he has gotten a lot of minutes.
And he's played on a team and he gets to handle the ball and he's the number one option. Like, he is their franchise guy. Stephen Curry's a franchise guy here. And then he had Clay. You have Draymond, you have CP3. There's a lot of mouths to feed around here. A lot of mouths to feed. So, and he's not to mention Andrew Wiggins, who's an all-star, who plays a three, which Kuminga's doing right now. So he's going to play at Andrew Wiggins? You're going to really play Kuminga ahead of Andrew Wiggins coming off that championship? I don't know. By the way, we're going to get to a call in just a second. I know we're running out of time, but these texts are coming in pretty funny. Yo, guys, if your bathrooms are kept up properly, not only is that a health code violation, but in California, they have to be kept to a certain standard, or legally, they can't do bleep when you take a long-ass break to go home and use the facilities there. So is this a health code violation? Are we going to get investigated for this bathroom situation?
I think our janitors do a very, very good job of keeping these bathrooms clean.
Last night was the first time I saw JK get blocked at the rim that bad.
I thought you were going to say last night was the first time I seen a janitor in this building.
Oh, no.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh man, can we go to my girl, man, in Oakland, Tony?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm glad we're off that subject matter. Now, you guys.
Tony, no, hold on, Tony. Tony. Do you think we could get shut down because it is? I don't know how the bathroom smells. I haven't been in it all day.
But you know what's interesting? It all depends what area you're in. Like, we go to this Scottish event that's huge, thousands of people, and the bathrooms are utterly, you know, pristine. It's all who's using them and how they're leaving it for the next person, right?
I'm with you.
It's the Russian River cabin rule. The Russian River cabin rule is leave it better than when you showed up.
Yeah, that's what I used to say to the tenant. All right, so you guys are talking about people and he's a project and this and there's no solution. Okay, today, I know you're not understanding the field, but some players, they aren't like Luka and they aren't like Brady, where they don't even need a coach. Most guys need it. And this person at the club I was talking about, I said, now when you size up a person, he goes, well, how do you do it? And I go, you're just looking at the object. I look and feel how much will they have, how much stuff they're bringing. He goes, how do you do that? And I said, well, you obviously can't do this with sports. What else do you do? And he builds stuff. I go, you know, when you're talking to your friend, another builder, and they give you that passion, and suddenly he goes, yes, and I can feel it. I go, do you feel that? It's like a breeze going through you. That's spiritual passion. So the coach, now I, you know, Kerr is much better than Shanahan, but these people, they don't bring it like a Kuminga. He needs more passion. He's not going to bring it like a Luka automatically. So someone has to be hired that gives these people the stuff so they walk out there and they become heroic. They expand. They have God's fullness. Do you understand what I mean?
I Tony, I always understand what you mean. Thanks for the phone call.
I have no idea what she meant.
Because you're not in the zone, Chasky. It's simple.
I listen.
Gotta get to the zone.
I think if I were to translate what she said into basketball terms, I think what she basically said is the Warriors player development could probably be a little bit better.
There you go. Way to tie that together, Lovin.
I just think that we say things like that, and development's really hard. Like, some people just don't have it in them, right? Like, the coaches could say the same things, and some people just commit the same mistakes over and over and over again. Other people, you teach them something, and they grasp it almost immediately, and next thing you know, like, they take off. Like, everyone, how they learn and how they react, like, some people develop at different stages, and I think we say, like, oh, this team can develop and this team can't develop. And
well,
I don't know.
I do. Well, number one, I want to say the Warriors have developed. I don't want to make it seem like I want to speak for myself. That's what I was going to get here. Looney's developed. Poole developed. Klay developed. Curry developed into an MVP. Draymond developed here as a second-round pick and became a defensive player of the year.
Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins was a two-way star. is a baller for the Warriors. I mean, guys develop here. Let's not get it twisted. Guys have developed to play very, very well in the system. Moody's developing. TJD, he's developing. Now, also with Kuminga, you got to put into context, there's a lot of stuff happening here. There's a lot of variables. These combinations that he's playing with. He hasn't played a lot of minutes with Wiggins, Draymond, and TJD, and Stephen Curry. So it's going to take some time. So, as I say, there's no patience in the NFL. In the NBA, you can exhibit a lot more patience. You can look long-term in the NBA. You can look like, I get it, Stephen Curry want to win now. Are they a championship team right now? I don't think so. But can you get there by developing? In the NBA, I think you're awarded a lot more patience. Baseball, you're awarded patience. The NFL is just a different beast. But you know what? Kuminga is getting better and better and better, and he gets better and better by the game. So I say we exhibit more patience with Jonathan Kuminga. Now, he's probably thinking, I need to play now because I need to get my money or whatnot. But he's going to be there. Barring injury, I think he's going to get his back. I don't know if it's going to be for the Warriors, but he's going to get it back. So that's where I'm at with that. Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
510 said it wasn't confusing at all what Tony said. Said what she meant. Said they need to have the passion for the game. And what you said you have to have is a commitment to what to do better, not hoping to do better.
That's Tony and Elkins. What you got, Shasky?
Today we've got Yankees-Dodgers at 5 o'clock, and then we've got Warrior recap after that. Nightcap, if you will. Is this the biggest start of Gerrit Cole's Yankee career?
Isn't it? It's not even close, right?
It has to be, right?
No doubt.
Don't let the Yankees win this one.
Who's pitching for the Yanks? I mean, for the Dodgers? Is it Phil Flaherty? I think it gets rocked.
Wait, did you say this is his biggest start in Gerrit Cole's career?
Yeah.
He started Game 7 against the Washington Nationals.
For the Astros. Oh, no, yeah. I said Yankee career.
Oh, it was a Yankee career. I was going to say, it's probably his biggest start.
Huh?
He lost it. Juan Soto had a bomb in like the first inning, I think, against him. Juan Soto.
Hey, he punked Gerrit Cole in that game. I remember that because he was in the box. I said, all you guys said, get in the box. And Soto's kicking dirt like, what do you want? What do you want? And he goes, yeah, I do like Juan Soto. Yeah, go ahead, Spadoni. What's your final thought?
Oh, my final thought today? Boy, that's a great question. I kind of questioned the depth of this Warriors team a little bit because everyone was just telling me how great it is. And I was like, well, we'll see. No Steph, no Wiggins, no Melton, right? Well, they shut me up. That was an impressive win yesterday. Being down 20 and Zion Williamson having more turnovers alone than the entire Golden State Warriors team, considering how young and all these new pieces, that goes back to coaching and buy-in for me from the players. That was impressive.
Loving.
Guys, don't let those Sharks get hot. That's two in a row, baby.
Checked by Wallman. Glove down, Wallman.
Tyler Toffoli there with the goal. Randy Hahn on the call to give the Sharks a 3-2 lead. They would beat LA 4-2. Scoring against his former team, that's always good. His team leading sixth of the year. Guys, the Sharks, we got a winning streak.
Toffoli, hey, he's going to get a lot of points in fantasy this year. Just throwing that out.
Are you playing fantasy hockey?
Just throwing that out.
Are you playing fantasy hockey?
I listened to Ted Ramey during the intermissions, and that's what he said. And I listened to him after the second game.
Oh, gotcha. So you started playing fantasy hockey?
I'm not in the league. He just said if you have him in fantasy, you would want to have him.
I thought you were in the league.
No, he'll get a lot of opportunities.
No, that's what they're saying. Like he absolutely
he will.
He's the guy to have. The Sharks too.
Ticket on the Blackhawks.
He's the Matt Stafford, you would say, of this hockey team.
Chicago Blackhawks tomorrow at 7:30 p.m.
Is he Italian?
Toffoli?
Come on.
My final thoughts are with the Wards. Monique and Traverse Ward. Hit me hard yesterday thinking about my baby girl and what could happen. Picking her up. It's like, God, just somebody look over her at all times throughout her life to make sure that she's safe and sound and hopefully no complications. And I know the Wards are going through it. The bye week comes at a perfect time for them. And hopefully he can get his mind right to get back to football. But it's going to be tough for them to overcome it. And I understand. We all understand. Hopefully people, kids understand. So my thoughts are with the Wards, man. I hope you guys get through this, man. And, you know, it's never going to be easy. You can always think about it. There's no doubt about it. I'm not saying that you can just forget about something like that. But I'm pulling for the Wards, man. Hopefully they can fight through this. And, you know, thoughts are with them. Thoughts are with them. That's it for us. Warriors and Pelicans tonight at Chase Center. Looking forward to that. Willard and Diz will be live on location. Sidney Guru are next. What else we got? We got a minute here? How much time do we have? Bye-bye? Oh, we can say bye-bye? Bye-bye. That was Fast 5, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices.